Give the glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock. Your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. So sell your belongings, give them away as alms, provide money bags for yourself that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven, where no thief can reach, nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So gird your loins, light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his return. I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or the third watch and find them prepared in this way, how blessed are those servants. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the human one will come." This is the gospel of the Lord. I think largely because of the way we've been preconditioned and trained, probably most Christians, when they hear this reading, hear it as a threat. You better be ready. He's going to come. He's going to get you in the middle of the night. It's a shame. It's really a shame we've been preconditioned to hear it that way. Because I'd like to tell you, the point is exactly the opposite. Let's begin with the very first line. Do not be afraid, little flock. It has pleased your Father to give you the kingdom. The whole gift is a free and too often unrequested gift. It's given, but it just sits there, and none of us enjoy it. So God has to be like the divine burglar, the divine thief who breaks into your soul when you're not expecting, when you're not so over-defended, so overly rational, so overly self-hating. The heart of the matter in all of Christian faith is to radically accept that you are radically accepted. I'm going to repeat it. Can you accept that you are totally accepted by God? Most people can't. In fact, I would say very few. Most of us think, you know, we've got to do this or that. We don't know this inexhaustible treasure that has been stored up for us, where no thief can reach in nor moth destroy. It's solid, it's given, it's forever, it's you. It's called your soul. And there's a most daring image in this gospel. We think of ourselves, and of course we should be, as servants of God. But did you notice, hidden away in the middle of this reading, he has God serving us. He will come, he will wait on you. He will have you recline at table, which is the way they did at that time, and he will proceed to wait on you. God is the servant of the soul. That if you don't go to the soul level, the inner level, your deepest self, you won't know God. And the great lie is that most of us still think of God as out there, up there, over there. It's always somewhere else instead of in here. Now that's the meaning of your soul. Your soul is that deepest part of you that God is always serving and waiting upon to break into your heart, to break into your consciousness. But if you don't live at that level, if you never go to a quiet, peaceful inner place, frankly, you won't know God. You won't. It'll all just be external behaviors. Do this, gotta do that, go there, gotta... Who cares? Even if you come here, if this liturgy is not inviting you into your own depths, if it is not inviting you into your own deepest inner experience to discover your own soul, you know, and I know, you're going to leave here half an hour and nothing's going to change. Nothing. This week is going to be just like last week. You'll be caught up in the usual angers and judgments and fears and negativity. Just like me, I do it too. We have to be, as this gospel says, vigilant. Now, what do we mean by that? How are you vigilant? Does it mean you think real hard? Does it mean you repress all problems or negativities? No, it sort of means that you learn to read between the lines and see not just what you're doing, but what you're really doing. I'm walking to church, but am I really in love in my mind and heart? Am I doing this because I care for the world or want to somehow show my love for God? There's what you're visibly doing and there's what you're really doing. And what it means to be vigilant is to see and to accept and to learn from what you're really doing when you're doing what you're doing. That's consciousness. And I have to say, most people are unconscious. They're just on cruise control. They just go through the day, just like they did yesterday and yesterday. And as long as you remain unconscious, you learn nothing. Nothing changes. Nothing awakens. Nothing is new and wonderful and alive. And so God has to break in like the divine thief, when you're undefended, when you're unexpected, in the second or third watch of the night, as it's put here. It's really quite beautiful poetic language. So just remember, God is always and forever given. The only change is from our side. Are you ready to receive the gift that is already present? Are you ready to surrender to it? Are you ready to accept that you are totally accepted by God? That's the heart of faith. Until that happens, nothing is really new and nothing really changes.